Hello, and thanks for joining us. This is Our Daily Bread Radio. Your host is Les Lamborn.
Did you know that Christ was born here below that we might be born from above? The birth of Jesus Christ was unlike any other. Mary's was an otherworld conception. The angel told her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you." The child conceived in her was from outside our world, and it had to be so, because the boy born to Mary was Emmanuel, God with us. The baby born in Bethlehem was of heavenly origin. God had entered the earth in the form and nature of Mary's little son. He came into the world from above, and his incarnation made possible our redemption. Now think about it. Our own new birth, our regeneration, comes from outside the world. Jesus said that we're born again of the Spirit. Our salvation is not from an earthly source, but from God Himself through Jesus by means of His Spirit. In a sense, then, our heart becomes a Bethlehem stable, a place where Jesus comes into the world. We open the door to Him by faith, and He is born in us by the blessed Holy Spirit. We make Him known to others by His power in us. He affects every aspect of our lives. We are a Bethlehem, His place of entrance into today's world. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35 is the record of the angel's announcement to Mary about having a baby. And I'll read from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" Then the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." That's from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35. And as you think about today's meditation, remember, Christ was born here below that we might be born from above. My name is Les Lamborn.
Thanks for listening today. We hope that you found some spiritual nourishment for your soul. If you'd like a printed copy of Our Daily Bread, you can reach us on the internet at www.getodb.org. That's www.getodb.org. Or call 1-800-443-5930. That's 1-800-443-5930. Our Daily Bread is furnished by RBC Ministries.